You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
What is up, friends? I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers show number 65. Oh, it was a good one. And I want you to hear a little bit of it. Now, if you like it, or if you're interested, or I don't know, maybe you're mad because I do this show every week with Ben Glaze, you might be interested in hearing more of it. Good news, you can hear the whole episode for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. I offer a free 1 week trial. No questions asked. You just sign up and listen to whatever you want. I've got 65 Who Are These Free Beers episodes, not to mention thousands of hours of more content for you at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can cancel your free trial at any time before the 7 days ends, and you will not be charged. And then at the end of the 7 days, it'll just stop. Like, you get the 7 days no matter what. You know, you can get it, cancel it, you still get the 7 days. But I bet you're going to listen, and you're going to be like, this is fun. I like this show. I like the Patreon. And then you're going to give me either $5 a month for all the audio, updated daily, or $10 a month for the audio, my video live streams, first crack at new material, and show Zooms where we get together and discuss things like the Eric Zane Show, Big Fraud Book Club, or the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with a live audience. Try it out, patreon.com/Eric Zane. But for now, enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers show number 65. Free Beer presented this weird out of the blue topic that just plops in out of nowhere to start a segment. Here is the open to that segment.
What are the rudest things someone can do when they are invited or need to stay overnight at your house?
I'm going to play that again, and I'll let it roll a little longer. Okay. Out of nowhere, a topic that no one cares about is, I mean, seriously, what are the rudest things people can do when they, I don't know, kill the dog, stick a bottle in my wife's vagina? There's a lot. It's met with nothing when he brings it up. Then he murders the next thing that he says.
Uh-oh.
What are the rudest things someone can do when they are invited or need to stay overnight at your house? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of overnight guests?
Okay. So you got a hot wings, uh-huh. And then he said,
good God.
You ever lot of overnight guests?
Did he really say it like that?
You ever a lot of overnight guests? You ever a lot of overnight guests?
I said it so fast, but yeah.
You ever a lot of overnight guests?
You ever a lot of overnight guests? I mean, that sounds like AI.
You ever a lot of overnight guests?
Hey, you ever a lot of overnight guests? I mean, he left out, do you ever, it should be, do you ever have overnight guests or do you have a lot of overnight guests? But no, right. We got.
You ever a lot of overnight guests?
You have a lot of.
Fuck me. Nobody says shit. This is the entire awkward opening setup to this topic. What are the rudest things house guests can do? I'm going to play the whole thing, and it's shit. Everybody knows it, and this is how it sounded on the radio.
What are the rudest things someone can do when they are invited or need to stay overnight at your house? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever a lot of overnight guests? Or rarely? But there are some pretty basic things. Like the person who comes in and takes up way more space. Like, hey, here, you can sleep here. Why is your stuff in the kitchen? Why is your car in the middle of the driveway? Did you know people have to come in and out of here besides you? Something like that.
Jesus Christ! We're feigning attention by just going,
It just made noises.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Grunts.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
You heard a cough like he's trying to, like, there's a point where I think Kelly might have coughed.
Yeah.
And it's like you're in a comedy room and the comedian is so bad that you hear, like, a fork drop on the floor.
Yes, yes.
I feel so bad for Freebeer sometimes because it's like he's the only one in the room.
Right. Yes. And but this, you know, I think it's human nature to get frustrated with them. But at the same time, Greg's the one who just writes that down on the show plan. They don't discuss it beforehand, which is what we've talked about. They're not really preparing the bit. The first time they ever try to discuss it is on the air. And that's what you get. And
they're half engaged.
It's a stinker of a topic. What are things house guests do that are rude?
Yeah.
First of all, who gives a fuck? It's just fly. It's an evergreen thing flying in out of left field. Yes. There's nothing else going on in the world, apparently. There's nothing interesting amongst any of you. No one has, I guess, anything interesting going on in their own fucking lives. So we have to go, hey, what's rude shit people can do at your house? Well, murder the dog. Well, set it on fire. That's going to do it, my free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, show number 65. Don't be a fool. Go listen to the whole thing for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out, folks. Bye-bye.